very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, April 12th, 2017. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. My name is Chris Gande.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about how the diaspora will be celebrating Zimbabwe's 37 years of independence.
Zimbabwe turns 37 next Tuesday, and some people in the diaspora will be celebrating this weekend here in the United States.
There is mixed feelings over Zimbabwe's independence because of the current harsh economic conditions, with some people implying that they are worse off today than they were before independence in 1980.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
And remember, tomorrow Studio 7 Voice of America will be hosting a live panel discussion about Zimbabwe's independence and beyond Zimbabwe's independence, beyond the elections, that is the elections of 2018.
And so tonight, as my colleague Chris said, we are discussing how Zimbabweans in the diaspora are going to celebrate Zimbabwe's 37 years of independence. Ingwa umbeyo Chris, 37 years. Makure makumi matatu ne manomwe nyika yawana kuchitonga kuzere vana veZimbabwe vasununguka. Saka toda kunzwa kuti vari kunze kwenyika muri kupembera sei, tambo bata vamwe vari muno muAmerica mudunhu reMaryland. DC ne Virginia, West Virginia, vari kutaiwa tine hurongwa hwakati kurei. Hanzi tine tichisangana munzvimbo dzekutandarira, tichidya nekunwa, tichirova mumhanzi, tichirangarira makore makumi matatu nemanomwe nyika iwana kuchitonga kuzere. Vamwe vataurawo nesu vari kuti dambudziko hombe nderekuti pamakore 37 kana iwe makumi matatu nemanomwe nyika iwana kuchitonga. Zvinhu zviri kutoomera vanhu zvekuti vanhu vanenge vava kuvhunzana kuti kuzvitonga kuzere kwacho kuri papi, kana tinga tava kuramba tichitambura zuva nezuva. Hauwane chekudya, hauwane chekupfeka, hauwane mari mumabhanga, hauwane mabasa nezvinhu zvakadaro zviri kungoomera vanhu. Asi hapana chinobvisa makore makumi matatu nemanomwe awanikwa nenyika yasununguka. Ndonyaya yatiri kukurukura, hatisi kutarisa vari mudiaspora chete. Kana imwe uri kumusha, pindai chirongwa ndechenyu, Live Talk Diaspora Forum. Chris.
Yebo Chonga, lamhlanje ke zulukandaba mthwakazi omuhle. Siyadibana njalo kudiaspora forum esiyenza ke ngosuku lwangolwesithathu maviki wonke. Yiko ke lamhlanje ke sixoxa ngodaba lukazibuse independence. Ngolwesibili ngeviki ezayo iZimbabwe yabisenelisa iminyaka engamachumi amathathu lasikhombisa, 37. Yiko ke lamhlanje sithe sixoxe sizwe ukubana iningi lalabo abaphandle kwelizwe bona bathini, baxoxa behlangana ikakhulu ngeviki ezayo, kumbe bakhona njalo sizwile ukuthi bayahlangana khonapha eMelika bexoxisana ke ngodaba lwe-independence, njalo bejabula busosa begida lokunye okunjalo okutshengisa ukuthaba. Kodwa ezinhliziyweni zabo abanye bathi hayi, ukuthaba kukhona kodwa akufani nje lensuku zakudala. Okokuthi Jonga, sebezibuza ukuthi what independence ngesilungu, what independence do we have?
Ipapo ndo pane mvunzo, asi ndo patiri kuti zvakare atirase mbereko nokufirwa. Vana veZimbabwe haikonai kurasa mbereko nokufirwa. Independence inoramba iripo, asi zvinoda kugadziriswa ndezvemagariro emusha. Zvinhu zvingagadziriswa sei? Asi 37 years idzi hapana kwadzichaenda, ndedzi vana veZimbabwe. Ndozvatoda kunzwa kuti muchadzicherechedza sei muurongwa hwenyu. VemuAmerica vari kutaura kuti kutanga weekend ino, aiwa tinenge tichitandadzana. Toda kunzwawo vari kune dzimwe nyika, vari kuBritain, kuAustralia. Ndoziva hangu kuti vamwe varara iko kana kuti vaakutomuka, handinyatsozivi. Asi tipeiwo kuti muri kuiteiko kuSouth Africa. Pane vari kudzokera kumusha here? Nekuti tiri kuona kuti horidhe dzava dzaita mbiri, kwabatana Easter neIndependence. Saka toda kunzwa kuti vanhu vari kurongei, Chris.
Yebo Jonga, yes, ufuna ukuzwa kakhulu sibili ukuthi kungahamba njani. Kwakathesi ke silomunye wethu umhlonitshwa wethu osilayo lamhlanje ozasiphathisa ukuxoxa esiyaba sihlaziya ke indaba yona le ekazibuse igama Jonga ngoCassius Jesus Manampofu esilaye ke ecingweni lapha. Siyakwamukela mnumzana Jesus.
Ngiyabonga baba, linjani khona ngapho labantu abasebenza
la? Hayi, thina ngapha siyaphila. Mr. Mpofu, can you tell us briefly about what you make of independence? 37 years, it's quite a lot. I know people were born in 1980 or in 1981, just after independence. They are old, they have kids now.
Some are grandfathers, yes. Grandmothers.
So what do you make of that?
I think Independence Day, 18 April 1980, was supposed to be a day that was supposed to bring happiness and prosperity to the people of Zimbabwe. But unfortunately, it turned out to be a very, very painful day, painful event, leading to what actually happened after we gained what we call our independence. Though it's not independent in such, but according to me, it was just a change of government from the government that was there during that time, a white minority government, to another government that is a black minority government, the cruel government of Zimbabwe. I think it was supposed to be a good day. We were supposed to be celebrating what now remains in our memories, in everyone's memory. Who saw both governments? Who knows what how the white government was, and who sees things the black government? I think it's now just a painful thing because people are suffering under this present government. We are supposed to be celebrating. I think when you look at Independence Day throughout the world, it's supposed to be a day that brings the nation together. It's supposed to be a day that brings happiness, memories, good memories and bad memories together. But in our situation, I think it's a very, very an unfortunate situation where we lost everything after gaining our independence.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you so much, Mr. Mpofu. Just keep holding. We have another guest, Jonga.
Tina va takawira kapikinyu. Tino gamchira ipachirongo kapikinyu.
Maswera, va Jonga ne vadare venyu.
Aiwa, taswera vakapikinyu. Regai tingoziisa vateereri nevatariri kuti vakapikinyu ndiani. Vakapikinyu chizvarwa cheZimbabwe vari muRockville muno muAmerica, asi tingangoishandisa sekuidaidza senharaunda yeWashington DC Metropolitan. Ndo mavari kumusha vachibva kumashanaland east kwamutoko kwakatsande uku. Regai timunzwa kuti vari kutiwo panyaya yekuti Zimbabwe iri kusvika makore 39 yawana kuzvitonga, uye iwo vari kucherechedza zuva iri vari kunze kwenyika. Vakapikinyi.
Chekutanga ndinofara chaizvo kuti Zimbabwe yasvitsa 39 eindependence. Sezvo zvataurwa nemutariri wedu abva mukutaura kuti haasi kufara hazvo, asi ini ndinoti hangu vana Zimbabwe tofanira kunge tichifara, tichishuvira zvatinoda kumberi, zvatiri kuda kuona. Zviripo izvi zvichapfuura hazvo, ticha matambudziko anowanana nevanhu kana vada kusvika kunyika yeIsraeri sevana veIsraeri pavakabva kuIjipta vatambudzwa naFaro, asi rugare vakaruwana. Asi inino semugari wekuno kuAmerica ndiri chizvarwa cheZimbabwe, paweekend tichange tichifara nevamwe vekuZimbabwe tichirangarirawo, asi tisingakanganwewo vamwe vedu vari kumusha vasingakwanisawo kufara mufariro watiri kukwanisa kunge tichiita isusu paweekend. Uyezve tichirangarirawo avo vakafira kuti isusu tiwane mufaro watinawo nhasi, tiwane rugare rwatinaro nhasi rwokwanisa kuuya kuno nyika dziri kure kuti tikwanise kutsvaga chouviri. Variko futi vamwe vapenyu variko kuZimbabwe vakarwira kusununguka, vakarwira nyika, asi havasi kukwanisa kunge vachiita sei, vachifarawo, vachinzi vachidyawo zvavanofanira kunge vachida, asi nevana vavo mhuri dzavo dziri kushupika zvakanyanya sereke. Kwozoitawo vamwewo vanozviita vakuru ndo vari kugarawo vachidyawo zvinofanira kunge zvidyiwa navana Zimbabwe. Saka chiri kunyanyondirwadza ndechekuti Zimbabwe haisisiri Zimbabwe yemunhu wese, haisisiri nyika yahuchine mukaka. Vari kumusoro ndo vari kungodya vega, isusu vari kuzasi nevahama nevabereki vedu hapana kana chatiri kuwana uye hapanawo chatichawana. Asi ndinoshuvira hangu kuti mumakore ari kuteera aya isu vana veZimbabwe tichawana rugare, tichagadzirisa nyika yedu.
Matamano tingati kushingisa anopa ushingi kuvana veZimbabwe kuti ramangwana richajeka. Ngatirambei takatsungirira. Rambai hanyu muri parunhare vakapikinyu. Chris, Mr. Pikinyu is urging Zimbabweans to be resilient. He says good times are to come, and he compared the current situation to the time of the people of Israel when they were being in fact they were under harsh conditions, and Moses was sent to free them. So he says one day there will be a Moses who will come in and free the people of Zimbabwe. So maybe you can ask Mr. Mpofu in Sindewele.
Mnumzana Mpofu, njengoba ilanga lifika elikazibuse, ungasitshela nje ukuthi wena uzabusenzani, uzabuthakazelela yini ilanga le?
Kunzima ukuthi ngithi ngizalithakazelela ngoba ngaphandle kwelizwe khona angikho ekhaya. Angikhethanga ukuba lapha kuludolo olusibhekane nalekhaya. Ngisho ukuthi mina lelo langa mhla ka-18 April liyabe kuphakathi kwezi, so ngizabe ngisebenza nje kulimi kuza kufana lelanga elinomali nje njengamanye amalanga onke. Lo banje kufanele ukuthi libe lilanga elikhulu lapho esasimasi sisizwa ngesizifaya ka-1979 siya kuma-elections esawenza ngo-March, March or February, I can't remember khonapho, sisiya kupha uhulumende wayekubusa kungena ukhulumende nomuntu omnyama. Kumele kube ilanga elikhulu kakhulu ebantwini bonke, okwempilo yethu yonke, lezi zizukulwane ezizobuya babekwazi ukuthi umbuso umuntu omnyama esinawo khona manje abazowuthola ukhona utholakale kanjani ngasiphi isikhathi. Kodwa-ke kubuhlungu ngoba iqiniso elikhona lizinyembezi, laba abahamba impilo besiyakulwa balela into abangayaziyo. I mean, ngizama ukuthi ngithi balwa kodwa abasakutholanga ababekulwela, babulela ukuthi umuntu onke akhululeke, kodwa sizothatha sabakhululeke ngabambalwa. So okukhona lesi kuhlupheke ebantwini baseZimbabwe. So ilanga leli langa elikhulu, kodwa-ke aseyikho lokho ebesikhalithi ngabayikhona. Mina ngedwa akukho engizakujabulela ngalo kwamanje. Maybe ngesikhathini esilandelayo ma kungatshintsha sizoqala kwakutsha siyele emuva ukuthi yo ilanga leli sesifike lapho kodwa sisuke laphala, kwamanje akukho.
Hayi, kuyezwakala. Ungaqhubeka ubambile lapha. Sesilomunye umlaleli, uNkomo. UNkomo use-South Africa, siyakwamukela Nkomo. Nkomo,
yebo, linjani?
Ye, siyaphila, linjani ba?
Hayi, siyaphila.
Ye, ungaphi kwe-South Africa?
Se-Johannesburg.
Oho, ungasitshela nje ngelanga likazibuse ukuthi ulibona njani.
Kimi kuyafana lokuthi alikho totally, vele alikho kangibali lama-reasons alista la. Silwile lapho izipra kayibhalwe emaphepheni ukuthi abantu abethu bebekwazi ukuthi izipra yalwa lapho. Kimi vele yidot. Point number two, angethe ngiserebulete ngu-foreign country, ngithi ngelizwe engalilwelayo. Kimi that's being stupidity, kufuze ngiserebulete ngisekhaya. Point number three, I can celebrate abantu eZimbabwe bengelamali ukuthi bedle labantu abazi. Point number four, I can celebrate singavunyelwa ukuthi sikhulume into esizifunayo elizweni, kuthi ungakhulunywa yabotshwa wena ilizwe usithi ngelakho. Kuyolokho idlala ngesikhathi ku-celebrate into enjalo. Point number four, angeke ngiselebrate singakwazi ukuthi izanu uLucas Masuku yayimbophelani waze wafelejele. Sifuna ukuba kwazi ukuthi yambulalelani ejiji zamina le ebusayo esithi siseprate ngaphansi kwayo, abantu befalikhefi bebulawa langekugrawon. Point number four, kunzima ukuthi mina ngiselebrate abantu babulawa izanu bonke abagcwele phansi balafaka bohlungu njengezinja phambi kwamehlo wami bebulawa yizanu, sifakwele i-curfew. Abanye abantu belasenjengezinja, mina ngidabule phezu kwabo. Point number enye layo kunzima ukuthi ngicelebrate baba indebele izani ibhala amagama esindebele ngespelling ezincolileyo kimi kuyanuka lokuyana kufuze kulungiswe ibhadi ukuthi asilabantu abesimeleyo 36 years asimelwanga lapha ekhaya baba ngeze umuntu esithi ma-trend imelwe izipelling zibhala so umuntu ogulayo ohlanyayo kufuze isiwe esibhedlela okokugcina ngeke ngiselebrate izanu isale ukuthi sivote nakuyite saleli lizwe lelo.
Hayi kuyezwakala, siyawezwa ama-points akho sibili baba. Hayi hubelela ngelihle.
Akulungise konke lokho baba, ucorrect khona sizoselebrate. Bengabi bengasibeze sivala kobulawa bethu bakhona kuyimoli lokha. Siyakwazi abantwabethu asoze beqhathwe, abantu bokobulawa bavula amehlo asoze beqhathwe. Ngazele kulikutshale izandla kwabantu ade kuzovula imoli leyo kuthiwa ezovulwa lapho. Likhohlwa liqhathwa.
Hayi siyathemba abalalele, sibongile kakhulu.
Ngiyabonga baba.
Okay. Yeah, jonga Mr. Nkomo has a number of points. He's stuck on four, of course, there were more than that. He talks about the distortion of history. He says, especially on the zebra side, yeah, they're not saying much. And then he says he cannot enjoy celebrating in a foreign land. And also he says there's no freedom of speech back home. Mm-hmm. And he was also asking why, for example, they're not talking about why the government killed Lookout Masuku, the former Zebra commander. And he talks of the Gugura Hundi massacres, and also one of his concerns is he says there is a misspelling of Ndebele words, as if there are no people representing
the language.
And he also mentioned the vote. He said, you know, people in the diaspora are not allowed to vote, yet they are Zimbabweans, and they went to war and they demanded that right.
Mm-hmm.
So it's still not given to them.
Oh, that's a long list of issues to be addressed.
More than
but I'm not sure on the Masuku death, how he says he was killed. How did he die?
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things where up to now it's not really clear. He was in, remember, he died in jail,
in prison.
Yeah. So there are these suspicions that, in fact, not suspicion as such, but the fact that he was not feeling well. And when the family asked that he be given some, medical care, they were not granted. There's quite a number of issues surrounding that, which many people are saying, oh, well, we need to know exactly why this was happening, you know.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, maybe Mr. Kapikin, you can respond to the caller.
He has very valid points. I cannot belittle his concerns. I know that people from Bulawayo are very angry with the way things have been. Gukura Hundi has never been addressed, and nobody has actually apologized. People want to brush it aside as if it was an event like people just fought Kumombe and have to move on. But I think there needs to be real answers to the real issues that the people of, especially Matabeleland, from Midlands to Matabeleland, have in terms of what really happened in Gukura Hundi, who was responsible. And these people need to also go and apologize to the people of Matabeleland. And probably we have a Truth and Reconciliation Commission. That commission should actually find out what really happened, who was affected, and how people need to apologize. But I think the most important thing, no monetary compensation can repair for the damage that has been done to the people of Matabeleland. It's one of the most underdeveloped regions, in Zimbabwe. So the only way whoever is going to rule Zimbabwe can compensate the people of Matabeleland is not through giving them monetary compensation, but it's developing, putting resources, putting jobs, getting Bulawayo back and running as an industrial hub, and making sure that the people of Matabeleland can enjoy themselves. They cannot be able to speak the best. I think the And other important thing is everybody has to learn two languages in Zimbabwe, whether Shona and Ndebele. So they should be compulsory to Shona and Ndebele, so that we understand that the people of Matabeleland are also part of Zimbabwe. And Ndebele is equally important to the people of Zimbabwe, and they should be able to speak it. Multilingual, not good team. People of Matabeleland, they learn in Ndebele, and people in Mashonaland, they learn in Shona, as if we are two different countries. So to unite people, the next person should be able to make sure that both people of Matabeleland and Mashonaland come together and we speak the same language both Shona and Ndebele is taught. Mm-hmm. And on the diaspora vote, it hurts me so much that I'm not able to vote, but I call myself Zimbabwean. I'm not even able to vote here, but I'm contributing to my country, Zimbabwe. Americans even... an American who's at the moon is able to cast his vote. Why not for us Zimbabweans? We contribute $1 billion to the economy. They want a diaspora policy, but they don't want our vote. They just simply want our money. They are not really serious about what they really need and what they really want. We can contribute so much to the economy as long and the country as a whole, as long as we are given that chance to vote. Near freedom of speech, it's just one and the same thing. The Supreme Court rules that people are within their freedom, within their rights to say whatever they want, even if they say anything against the president, against the first lady, against anybody. But we see people still being jailed day in, day out, despite Supreme Court ruling that anybody can say whatever they want about the president. It's freedom of speech. Sometimes you have freedom of speech, but you have no freedom after speech. After you say it, you are taken to jail, no bail. No bail for simply saying something that you really feel strongly about. People here in America can say anything that they want about the president. People in Europe will say what they want about the president. But especially among my countries, Africa and Zimbabwe in particular, you can't say anything against the president. You can't say anything against his wife. You can't say anything about his kids, or even his chickens and dogs, because you get arrested because you are undermining them. But people should just be allowed to say whatever they want. If the president has a point to prove that he is not that, then it's up to him and his government to prove to the people that this is who he is and this is what he stands for. And he is not that kind of person.
Maita basa wakapikinyo ramba ya nyumiru parunaratimbo. Tora mtereri, tina mkoma William Tapera, variku South Africa. Maskwera se mkoma William.
Tinofora magabibo mgoma zonga.
Ayu wadirumpe nyu, churongwa ndeshe nyu, tipeo fungwa zenyu.
Inifungwa zangu, inifoko na kwangu. Andioni panichiko ndereche kuti kwanzi titi kwanzi tinofele breta kuzitonga kuzera. Apana kuzitonga kuzera na kuti Zimbabwe tirukutongwa nedemo, tirukutongwa nemadhinya. Chihurumende tirukutonga chindeche madhinya. Apana zetino tonga kuzera na kuti tikataura. Tikatiti itaure kodzero dzedu tourawa saka hapana kucelebrate kwetinoita. Ini kana musi wacho ndinotori ndinetende kubasa. Hapana chikonzero chekucelebrata tichitongwa nedemo nechihurumende chembavha chiri kutonga.
Hatigone hedu kuti titaure hedu kuti hurumende yembavha asi kuti munge muchitaura hanyu kodzero dzenyu sezvatiri kutaura kuti munosununga kutaura kodzero. Ndo zvataishitaura asi hatikwanisa hedu kuzopomera nekuti hatina umbo wekuti vari kuba sesu zvedu kustudio 7 kuti zvota shura tinokutsigirai vakadai. Asi chii chamunofunga kuti chinofanira kunge chiitwa kuti zvinhu zvigadziriswe?
Chinofanira kunge chichiitwa kuti zvinhu zvigadziriswe. Hurumende iripo inofanira kungoti imbogamuchira zvido zvevanhu ndokuti zvinhu zvigadziriswe. Ivo vachava kutaura chokwadi. Vabundikana kutonga ngavagamuchire zvido zvevanhu kubva kwanisa kupinda imwe government. Pasina kupinda imwe new government, nyika iyi inongoramba iri mumadhaka. Zvizvarwa zvezimbabwe tichingotambura saa pari kuda new government apa nokwanisa mudzumudzira ikonomi. Ava vakonewa kutonga vari kungovanda nekuti hei nyika ine masankisheni vachinyepera vanhu. Nyika ine masankisheni ivo ndo vakatemerwa masankisheni nokuda kwokutonga nedemo. Ivo ngavachingoita kuti vabvevo nyika iwanewo hurumende inokwanisa kutonga isu muzvedzi tikwanisa kurarama tiri munyika medu tiri kutambura kunoku.
Asi mukoma Tapera, tichitarisa hedu pamakore 37 hamungashayiwo chimwe chamungati ichi chinenge chakafamba ichi. Hamunawo chimwe chete kana zviviri?
ivhiro rondore tinongotenda vavo kuti ipapo vakatigonera yavo papo paivhi ipapo tinotendavo ipapo vakagona.
Aiwa, ndofunga vari kunzwa muchivatenda. Zvimwe zvinotarisira kuti zviri kumaoko enyu imi vana veZimbabwe kuti munge muchibatsirana kuumba nyika kuigadzirisa inyika yenyu, saka batsiranai kuiumba. Tinotenda zvikuru mukoma. Saka muri kuenda kumusha here? Tinoona kuti pane holiday yakakura apa. Pane Eastern Independence.
Ah, ndinokutenda ini ndofunga ndotenda paJune oro July apa ndichitondo rejesa nyaya dzokuvhota ndobenenda apa ndinokukwanisa.
Aiwa, pakanaka maita basa, morara zvakanaka mukoma.
Ndatenda mukoma wangu.
Maita basa. Chris vanhu vari kunyunyutawo mukoma tapera. Hanzi zvinhu hazvina kugadzikana kumusha, saka ihondo iripo.
Yeah. Chonga, let's take a brief break when we'll be right back.
2018 is Zimbabwe's watershed moment.
Beyond elections, a panel discussion.
This Thursday, April 13, 2017, 4 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. Zimbabwean time.
Voice of America's Zimbabwe service invites you to a panel discussion on the way forward for Zimbabwe.
Our panelists include Dr. Chipode Ndere, Assistant Professor at Gettysburg College.
Harry Thomas Jr., His Excellency, U.S. Ambassador to Zimbabwe.
Dr. Tawuya Katso, Development and Social Consultant.
And Dr. Roderick Machekano, Zimbabwe Diaspora Network, North America.
For all your social media conversations, don't forget to use hashtag ZimBeyond2018.
Yes, Chonga, it will be a big day tomorrow right here at the Voice of America.
That's true, Chris. I heard your voice there.
Yeah. Yes, Lomlaleli Ulunga, Jose South Africa. Lunga, kunjani?
Mkona, kunjani, ba?
Ah, it's a pila. Kunjani, Lunga, pikwe South Africa.
Azange beyibone nje indlela iZimbabwe yangiqala ngayo nje ukuthi ingene embusweni from sisuka kuSmith sizongena kumkalo nje bengisaphethe njengamanje. Kusho ukuthi abantu abangayibonanga into eyenzakala ngalesa sikhathi bangakhona ukucelebrate ngempela ngokukhululeka ngoba abazange beyibone le nto thina esayibonayo. Njalo into okuthiwa yinkululeko mibona ngathi kabayazi nokuthi kuthiwa yinto enjani. Ngoba uma sibuyele emuva nje kine sikhule ngama-70s sibona uSmith lo ogcine ebizwa kuthiwa nguke ngu-government wabacindezeli. Sibona ngathi lwena nguye wayenguhulumende owenkululeko kunalo esithi ngenkululeko kumanje esiyibona ekhona ngoba usengumcindezeli impela ukudlula loya u-Ian Smith. Sasikubona ku-Ian Smith sasingalambi ezibhedlela kunje kwakungashoti lutho umuntu wayetreatwa mpela naye ubona ukuthi uyasetyenzwa. Manje leyo esokukhona njengamanje usuthola ukuthi uyafa ufele ebhentshini uthi linde usizo akunamuthi ne-assistant yakhona very poor lokhuyana ukuthi nabo ayikho into abangayenza vele ugovernment engaba-approve fighting and next. So manje uma kuthiwa kuyiwa kwi-independence nje kusho ukuthi noma ngabe bengisekhaya vele angiboni ukuthi bengizobona umehluko nje phakathi ukuthi akwenzakali lutho vele ngoba akunashintsho oluhleli likhona eZimbabwe.
Manje
another thing engiyibona iyimistake yalaba abantu nje abasathi bangama-supporters ezanu kusho ukuthi ekugcineni lokho esikubonayo bayabe sebekubona kusho ukuthi kuyabe sekunzima kibo ngoba uma ekulahla lo hulumende wethu uma ngabe ekwazi vele yazi ukulahla kabuhlungu esasikubona thina esikhathi seguground ukuzofika lesikhathi suka le makhaya thina siza la eSouth Africa. Mina ngathi nje ngibuyela eGoli ngo-1987 ngisuka lena ngiyibona nje impilo yayisingale yokwakhe kuqala vele ukuthi ma uthi uyofuna umsebenzi nje kakutshentiyoza nekhadi lezana kumanje abanye kusho ukuthi abayazi le nto noma besathole uxhaso la ugovernment basabona sengathi kumnandi le kuwe inikezwa nje iy'mpuphu lezi ezibhedayo naboraisi labo kakabavuthwa ney'ndumbu ezikhombisayo so abanye bakubona njengento e-right kanti thina esakubonayo nje impilo yayikhona kuqala siyayibona nje into e-wrong sizofika kunamhlanje
hayiso
another thing engizatshela ukuyibeka nje amazimbabweni thina kusho ukuthi lesi la e-South Africa ne kube ne nalokho kwakwalana akube kugqugquzela i-DA esikakhulu eyakhele sikuzuni sokutholakala amazimbabweni nayo eyogcwala ngale ethi ayalwa fighting against Zulu ngibona ngathi yazi imisteke enkulu kakhulu abayenzayo ngoba la bantu abaqokele imashi ngabantu abangafuni ama-foreigners la e-South Africa njengoba benizwa ulo Henning Mashaba uhlele njalo nje umuntu wagenisi ama-foreigners but nakubonakala amazimbabweni ayoncedisana nalaba abantu abathi bona uzima kaphuma esihlalweni ngabantu akusho ukuthi abasabambisane ne-DA eyothi ma uzima ngaphuma esihlalweni laphana ivele nje ithintithe kwasani nje khona la e-South Africa eyi-foreign so engibona kuyincwala enkulu nje le yenziwa ngamazimbabweni asazi ukuthi siyabe siyophephelapho ngibona uzima ngathi nguhulumente obengcono kunawo wonke nje ama-president eyathatha la e-South Africa kuma-foreigners so imbono yami ileyo nje benzama ukuyibeka nje
manje wena ubona ungani kuyini okungenziwa ukubana udaba lolu luhambe kahle
lolwala e-South Africa
hhayi olwasekhaya lo
olwasekhaya kunzima ngoba uyabona ukuthi abantu abaphethe labo ngabantu nje abangafuni ukunika noma ngubani i-chance nje ukuthi asakamise ikhanda uma ngathi bengimbono yakho nje kusho ukuthi usenkingeni kungaba yinhlanhla nje ukuthi uboshe kodwa bevele siyazi vele ukuthi lapha uyabulawa vele nokunyamalala njengoba bona benyamalala usizo ese singalithola manje otherwise kungaba nje amanye amazwe nje ongaba nesibindi nabo let's say impande nabantu abanjengabo George Bush abangena ku-Afghanistan nje badlakaza badlakaza nje nabo basibona nje kuboma amagatafula kwagcina kenjani ngoko-Obama kusho ukuthi ma kungaba noyi-one nje umuntu ongaqonga isibindi nawe uyosale ebizwa nge-hero ma esibhihlizele umbuso wezandla okhona inasodwa nje ayi kuyoba nzima nje
hhayi kwezwakala hayi sibongile kakhulu mnumzana
hhayi bonga mina baba
Jonga Mr. Lunga is a number of
issues
as well, more than four. Yeah, his main concern is that, you know, most people who think that, you know, the status quo is okay are those who did not experience life before Zimbabwe's independence. And he says that, you know, the current situation where the hospitals have no medicine and so forth is not just, you know, it's a very bad situation that shows that independence didn't bring anything meaningful to the people. And he also adds that the current situation in South Africa right now is not happy about Zimbabweans getting involved in the, you know, in the demonstrations and so forth, because he says that most of those people who are against Zuma are against foreigners. So in a way, they are helping those people who are against them.
That's a good observation.
Oh yeah. Anyway, we will turn that back to Mr. Keshas Jason Mpofu, since he's there. Mnumzana Mpofu.
Yo, Baba.
Yeah, so what is your contribution? Listener here, the caller says that, you know, most people who want Zuma to go, most South Africans who want Zuma to go, those who are mostly against foreigners. What's your take?
Yeah, I agree very much with the previous caller and all the other people who share the same sentiment about this thing of demonstrating aggression. My thing is Zimbabweans must
remember where, especially this Zimbabwe is in Africa. We must remember, let's not forget why we are in South Africa. We have a big problem at home that needs our attention. We don't have to waste time fighting a war that does not belong to us when we've got a big war to take care of at home. I think people of Zimbabwe must be thankful to Zuma's government for all they've done. I think we have a lot of people here have got some work permits, tax permits, business permits through the government of Zuma. That's the government that's going to introduce those things. So I think for now, people to turn again and say, no, Zuma, this, Zuma, this. Yes, there's a problem in the ANC. Let's leave that to the people of South Africa. Let's leave that to the ANC to sort their problems out. It's not our problem. We have a big problem to look at, I mean, to attend to at home. It's a waste of time fighting the war that does not belong to us. These people, these guys who are against Zuma, most of them are anti-foreigners. The latest xenophobia attack that happened was instigated by the Joburg mayor, who happens to be a DA mayor. So I think it's the same line. The people who are the leadership of DA, they are all the same. They are unforeigners. They hate black people. I think it's a waste of time for Zimbabwe. We must look at what we are supposed to be doing at home. We've got a big job to do at home.
Okay, thank you so much. I just keep holding on.
Krista, tenda kuna waka piki nyutina mkoma love mo chuare varuk South Africa. Maswira se mkoma love mo.
Taswira se du maswira za kadi igo.
Aywa taswira manzwa mwa mchawira bakutawura pamwechete na vampofu varuk taurunya kuti Zimbabwe. Vana Zimbabwe varuk South Africa ikoko. Vamwe vapindawo mukuratidzira kwauchiitwa kwekuti vazima vasiye chigaro. Munoti iwe imi?
Iyo yavazima iyo handinyanyi kubatikana zvangu nayo. Hondo yangu iri kumusha chaiko.
Aiwa ndinozviziva, asi naida kunzwa kuti since muri muSouth Africa imi dzimwe nguva muri mumwe wevanhu vanenge vapindawo mukuratidzira kwanhasi ikoko.
No, handina kutombopindira zvedu mukuratidzira kwavo. Asi anyway, ini zvangu maonera ndinoita ndotwirira neini hamba kutaura izvinhu kuti vazuma, of course, vane hand paper pavari kukanganisawo zvinoenderana nemamiriro akaita muno. But kana tikatora maforeigners ka, isusu vanga vachitibatawo zviri nani. Otherwise, vakatodarika zvatachitwa kumusha kwedu. Saka ndinoona kuti zviri nani kwatiri isusu.
Aiwa, maita chipinda henyu kune iri mudariro yekumusha.
Kumusha sekupemberera ini independent hapana nokuti tiri muhondo. Sezvandakaita ini ndinotori neurema hwakabva kuZANU-PF kubva pa-2008 election cycle. Saka tiri kugara takatiza kunge tsuro, togara takatobudisa maziso kunge tsuro kuti anytime tinogona kungodi kudzingirirwa neimbwa. Saka independent cycle pairiita hadina independence tekucelebrata hapana nokuti tiri muhondo. Takatomirira kuti dai zvaita hondo yatiri kurwa pamwe taikwanisa kuzowana independence yakasiyana nezviripo.
Ndomubvunzo wandanichakubvunza iwewe kuti munofunga here kuti vamwe vamunozvitarisira kuti vanouya vachitora masimba vangatonga zvakasiyana nevari kutonga izvo, tichiona kuti masimba anenge angori kuvanhu vatema iwayo.
Chakanaka kana kuti chandingatarisira ZANU-PF payakapinda yakanga ichambova nehunhu hwekuti yairespekta vanhu nekuti pamwe ndoda kuti changa changodi ichangopinda zvafana nemuroora ka kana muroora tiva mushamii mabvo ekutanga anomborespekta even nehuku chaiyo anotoiti ini. Saka nguva iyoyo ndonguva yatinobhenefita isusu vanhu vezimbabwe. Vanouya vacho of course vanhu vatema vakangoitawo sesu kati vakaita sevaripo, asi hativapi mukana wakareba sewatakapa kuvanhu vakaita vezanupf. Taifungidzira kuti mazimambo tisingazivi kuti aiwa iofisi yavanhu. Saka ofisi yayoka mashandisiro ava kuita manje kana kuti regai nditi vakadzika midzi yacho iko zvinenge tichidzupura manje is too much. Saka ku nende inotevera yakiri kutarisira isusuka hativapi that time yakareba semari bero yakaita
37 years.
Yes. Saka 37 years zvakoka hadzina zvadzichareva kana pane zvakanaka zviviri zvakatanga kuitaka zvakafanira kuti wafu bika zvakonyama yako wafuraya zvakanaka naka wotora zvoizira mazimvura yozara mazimvura after kudi after kufuraya saka chatinozoona isusuka mazimvura yane zvinyama zvinenge zvakungokunguruka pamusoro saka zvawaita pekutanga hadzina zvadzichareva zvakafanira maovet maod veterans of course taivaremekedza but vakukanganwa chavakaendera kuhondo voita sekuti vakaenda kundovira mugabe nemukadzi wake saka dignity yemaovetika haichaoneki ende vanokanganwa futi kuti vachirwa hondo ka vanga vasiri vega vaiva nesu muhondo taiti iwe neni tine basa yekusunungura zimbabwe so they came to forget kuti Zimbabwe havana kuisunungura vega havana kubva kuMozambique vakabereka chikafu kumusana vaichiwana kubva muZimbabwe chichibva kuvabereki vedu vaiti ngandangari dzeberere vaidya huku nemombe nembudzi dzevabereki vedu dzaifanira kuendesa isusu kana kuti dzaifanira kubatsira isu so they tend to forget kuti hondo takarwa tese so they think kuti ivo ndo vakarwa vega aiwa hondo takarwa tese saka chimiyo chemaovet hapachina tiri muhondo yekutotangazve kuti pamwe tingamira pakanaka
aiwa maita basa zvikuru mukoma wangu morara zvakanaka
ndinotenda mandinzwa kwachirongwa nhasi
thank you so much Chris ndimukoma Chiware love more vari kusouth africa vari kungotsinhirawo zvimwe chete zvavishaurwa nevamwe vateereri zvekuti zvinhu zvinofanira zvichigadziriswa he said that people gave ZANU-PF too much room to maneuver and in the end it's difficult to uproot it. 37 years in power and he's saying that things have gone down instead of going up. Yeah.
Well, Jonga, we have another caller. Silo Skombe. Who's Skombe? Who says Zimbabwe? Kunjani Skombe.
Bona baba kunjani?
Hayi siyaphila. Ufona ungapi baba Skombe?
Hayi ngifona lapha eMpani lapha ku 17.
Oh, duze leDaluka.
Yeah.
Ah, okay. Kunjani emasimini?
Hayi kuloko nje ukuthi izinto selisukela khamba masinyane. Anti lale lale lapha siyakuqala lapha nalala amabele la akuqala lisenzi lokhuzeni then now sokulala amabele amanyane kathi sekuthembele kiyo but now asekukhanya hayi kanti sekho phela kule lisunde liyabuya kusasa
ye hayi sike sabona bemkhathi bathi lona liyabuya ikakhulu ubusukusela kusasa asazi umbe baqinisile
hayi nayi ngingaba ngcono baba abantu bengasila kula amabele amanyane ngowalala abulawa izinto
ungasiphi imbono yakho uzabe uyahlinza yini imbuzi lapha Independence Day
hayi imbuzi ungasiza babuzenzele yakho independence ngoba yona anti vele i-independence kwanzela ukuthi abantu abalisuthu kodwa ke yakukuhlinzela nje ayitele ukuthi ujabulele ukuthi lize liright ngoba lawe uyazibonela baba sesile 37 years silamadoda kathesi ale 37 years izisibili amadoda abanye sebesiba labazibili so angiboni ukuthi bayazi into okuthiwa independence ngoba niyahlelisinje baba ukuhlala le government upromiswa into engaliye kube khona esingathi khona on empty promises since 37 years so kulabo isaphu kulabo bani bani kungamafeyila naku kuyafika okunye kuthiwa everything okuthi yakuthesa okungaokuthi naku lakho lokho sokukhona sipromiswa ile khuzeni kuthiwa yindivuri asset ama-2 million jobs kwathini thini
hayi siyakuzwa
so into engiyibonayo nje ngcono abantu abazame ukunceda bona babaathi ngamaphathi aphikisayo nemera yabo lokwenzela ukuthi otherwise bengasinceda kumbenakungabe kuyezwakali lokhu kamakarawu bezame ukubonana lesadak bebonana le-African Union beyizame sinindaba lokuthi kusiyafika u-18 ngoba sikhanye ngani sesilethi sesisemuva abantu bakafundiswa la i-biometric sifindeni yayo azibona ukuthi abantu bazayifunda ukuthesha bama-selection otherwise engagcina sekuya nge-backdoor ngoba kujayele lokhu yiyena ngoba antu uyabona ukuthi uyatest kathi kambile wonke ukuthi uyabona ukuthi isikhathi asisekho so into evele ikhona asazi ukuthi ama-powers abo yena nababelumera ukuthi afike mile ukude okunganani abanze okunganani kwenzela ukuthi ngabe bahambisa kusadaki kumbe kusehlule kusadaki eyini mhlambe kuye phambili kwenzela ukuthi zame ukusika le nto lapha i-sixteen yamayero kuze ukuvota lapha ezimbabwe yiyo phele evele ikhona so yena engani nje le into abayizamayo equalition ingcono kakhulu kodwa into ekumele beyinanzeleli ukuthi isihlahla esisempande baba lesihlahla esincinyane esingalampande akusizi ukuthi singathi kuphelise khonapho isihlahla esingalampande silingane lesihlahla esisempande esemthuzi omkhulu asiyeni khonapho lapho okuvele kulale opposition party elelida elempande noma iyabe kuyiphindani kodwa anti nje isihlahla esikhulu ngibone ngani asilandeleni nje sonke sizakunikana isikhundla kunangase siqedele ukuduka esilahla
hayi kuyizwakala kutsho ukuthi lapha ukhuthaza ukuthi kube lokubambana
kuthaza ukuthi kube lokubambana sibili ngoba yikho kuphela akuvele kubalulekile angithi ingasibambeni manje into engani iyahlupha yukuthi abantu bezibakhubuningi bagigisa izikhundla lesi lalokuyana lalokuyana akusizi ngoba uzagigisa izikhundla ukuthi lami ngibe yini uzakwenzani uyi-one ingabambananga lokuyimuntu anti nxa sengabe sesibambele sokule democracy kulula-ke ukuthi sibone sizinto siya phambili lawe laleso sikhundla kuyawukwanisa umsebenzi uyasinikwa kasibaleki isikhundla kuthi ningi-ke la ma-chances uyawathola kasiqale sithuthe lapha sisonke sindawona
hhayi kuyezwakala sibongile kakhulu mnumzana Sigombe
ye hhayi into lesihlaleli sithinta lapha sengikhuluma lathi sikwazi ukuthi izinto zingaba ngcono sinekusana lani ngizama ukuthi sibonise eminye imibono elizwayo ngoba asithanda sisile istudio seven ngoba vele yiyo phela iredio sivele sesiyithendile akulamaredio phela lapha anti lauyazi ukuthi vele lapha ezimbabwe akula democracy kuyajilekile hayi iredio vele akula ma-dependency studio kumbe whatever it is ivele into emnyama nje ukuthi abantu sonke abasemakhaya kulimnyama
hayi kuyezwakala hayi sibongile kakhulu mnumzana Sigombe
yebo baba isithinto kwenzela ukuthi ifike lani isikhathi esine
hayi sizalithinta umsakazo ngowenu
yebo baba
hayi sibongile
okay
jonga Mr. Sigombe is you know he has the same sentiments with other people but his main concern is that there's no unity of purpose within the opposition.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he says, why don't they, first of all, you know, make sure the situation changes and then afterwards they can then start pursuing positions because he says it seems like it's the most divisive thing.
Oh, yeah, I think that's true. Many people have been complaining about that.
Mm-hmm.
But, well, as we have heard from the opposition themselves, they're saying that their efforts to make a coalition. We don't know how that will pan out. We're also joined by Mr. Jonah Masia, a Zimbabwean who is based here in America, in West Virginia. Mr. Masia, welcome to Studio 7 Diaspora Forum.
Hello, Mr. Jonah. How are you?
No, we are fine, but your phone sounds, I think it's like you are on a speakerphone.
Okay, I just took it off. How are you, Mr. Jonga?
No, we are doing fine. Just in a brief, how are you planning to celebrate independence, 37 years of independence?
Hey, this is quite an occasion for Zimbabwe itself and the people of Zimbabwe. Personally, I'm planning to get together with friends, and, you know, just celebrate and think through what it means for the people of Zimbabwe and the country. We also have an organization that called the Zimbabwe Diaspora Network of North America. We are planning to do that at a later date because of different people's commitments. We are doing it within the coming month, and we hope to get together as Zimbabweans to celebrate.
Hmm. Okay, thank you so much. Do stay on the line. Chris may throw a question to Mr. Kapikinyo.
Mr. Kapikinyo. Hello, Mr. Kapikinyo.
Yes, sir, I'm here on the line.
Okay. Yeah, now, what exactly will you be doing on the, or you celebrating before the day or this weekend?
This weekend, there is a barbecue where a couple of Zimbabweans are going to have, and so it will be barbecuing, dancing, song and dance. So there will be music and some networking and exchange of business ideas, as well as some thinking of the way forward on how we can contribute back home in terms of our home areas and in terms of the country as a whole, how we can contribute ideas politically also.
Oh, I see, I see. Oh, so there will also be politics. In other words, are you going to have different people from different political parties, or can you tell us about that?
No, this is just a barbecue for Zimbabweans, but as you know, where two and three Zimbabweans meet, they would always want to find a solution, a political solution or economic situation,
mm-hmm.
a solution for anything that's happening back home. So this is a time for us to also come together and start thinking clearly about it and how we want things done back home.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, that's I'm sure Chonga and myself, we might join you.
That is if we are invited by Mr. Kapikinyo.
No, I think you saw it, DJ Tao posted. I'll send you the details.
Thank you so much. Stay on the line. Mr. Mpofu, there are some Zimbabweans who are saying that since independence, though things are not yet good for everybody, but there were some gains that were made, especially in education, health, and also I think basic standards of living, people's lives changed. What's your take on this?
Yeah, I think in the early 80s, there was an improvement on the health sector, on education, with the attack press that was taking place. There was a big improvement on those two sectors. Also, the infrastructure, there was a little bit of development. But later on, things started to go in a very slow rate until everything came to a standstill. Right now, everything has been reversed. We've gone. I can say we went 5 gears up. Now we've gone 10 gears down from what what we had achieved in 1980 to early 1990. Right now, if you go to some big cities, you can see some roads. They've got some very big potholes. That cannot be allowed. That cannot happen in a big city. The pothole. The municipalities are failing to maintain the infrastructure because the economy is not functioning well. Everything has gone down, and it's going down. We are still counting. We are still going down. There is a lot of things that are going the wrong way. No one is taking care of anything. No one is worried about it. The only time we hear about some road being repaired, as the roads coming from Borodale, where the old man stays, maybe to a venue, if he has got a meeting, they have to jump around and maintain that road. Maybe it's going to Sheraton, maybe it's going to any other hotel or going to the airport. Those roads are the only roads that are being maintained. There are no portals. But all the other roads in locations, the six centers, things have gone bad. We inherited a jewelry of Africa in 1980. Now, it's like you have been we've been at war for the past 20 years. The structure has gone down. Nothing is happening. We don't have our own currency. There's nothing to talk about now in Zimbabwe. There's nothing, totally nothing to talk about.
Thank you so much. Stay on the line. We have another caller, Libert Nyanongo. Mkoma Libert, magadi variku Namibia, Chris.
Munofara here mkoma Jonga ndemire.
Takufara zvamapinda muchirongwa ndechenyu tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
pfungwa dzangu nemaonero angu nyaya iripo panyaya Zimbabwe Zimbabwe vanhu vakuru vedu awa vanotimiririra like inini handiwanzi kuti kufarira kutaura nyaya yezimbabwe ndoda kufarira kutaura nyaya yekwandobva ndobva kuinyanga mhenu kana muchikuziva
tinokuziva
ndichikuda ndiri kuinyanga tine mamwe maministers akapinda achiuya achitinyepera tine imwe rodhi inonzi Bhinya rodhi kuinyanga ikataurwa nevakawanda muchiitarisa Bhinya rodhi inonzi ine third road but tichitarisa mamps ariko hapana kana chinhwani chinoitwa ikokoko kutarisawo kuinyanga kwacho ikokoko tine zvinhu zvakawanda zvinoitwa kunyanga kune simba kune kusima mabotito
mukoma nhare yenyu hamenu zvayaita izvi
mune imwe ko iri kupinda
saka tombokupai mukana mudairo henyu nhare iri kupinda i
regai titaure
ya chingoti dimu nekuti nguva dzapera tida kupa vamwe mukana
allright saka chinhu chinotigumbura ndechekuti tine mamps edu vanouya vachiita misangano yavo vachitinyepera vachiita zvavanenge vasingadi saka zvinhu zvinototi unotoshauza kuti vanenge vada kuti zvimboitwa sei
asi pa37 years ipapa hamunawo here zvimwe zvamunoyemura
like now ini handira chandinoyemura because hatina kana industry look tinorima mapotatoes kunyanga hakuna kana industry inomanufacturewo kune timbe hakuna kana industry inoitawo zvetimbe hakuna kana
aiwa
saka hapana zvandinoyemura
maita basa mukoma tinoimba kuti pane zvichanaka zviri kuuya nekuti unzwa vana vezimbabwe vese vari kutaura vari kuti pane mukana wekuti zvinhu zvigadzirisike maita basa
aiwa ba
tinotenda Chris is saying since 1980 he hails from Inyanga and he says that nothing changed even the major road or main road in Inyanga Bhinya road it's still not in that state that they were promised during independence in 1980 that the road will be rehabilitated into a major road he says it's still a small tarred road yes but well there is hope where there is will there is hope
Okay Chonga let's have another quick commercial break
Studio 7 means a voice of balance, objectivity and truth. You want truth and objectivity and balance, and you listen to Studio 7.
Yeah, she said it from Monday to Friday, Studio 7 live on the radio and of course right here on Live Talk.
That's true. Regai tinzwa vamasiya kuti vanoti iwo Zimbabwe yakawanisa vanhu dzidzo pachena kubva yawana kuzvitonga kuzere zvimwe zvezvinhu zvinonzi zvakawanikwawo muindependence munoti vamasiya
Chandemiri ichocho ichokwadi tingati kubva pa 1980 vanhu vakadzidza vakawanda kuZimbabwe I think zvinoonekwa kuti zvinhu zvakaunza mari zvavo dzakanaka vanhu vedu vechitema vakakwanisa kuinda kuchikoro zvakanyanya kudarika panguva yavaienda panguva yaSmith ukatarawo futi kuti iye zvino chaiko chaiko vanhu vano tinozvirova dundundu tiri kunze kwenyika tichiti muZimbabwe haiti muZimbabwe akadzidza kudzidza kwatiri kutaura ikoko kwakanyanya tiri kutarisa history kubva pa1980 zvichiinda
nguva dzakuti dzaiva masiya
aiwa tinotenda tinozvigona kutaura futi zvepanoteera
aiwa hapana dambudziko tinotenda zvikuru Chris
yes Chonga I would like to thank Mr. Jonah Masiya there we also had Mr. Kesha Sajay Zempofu and also Takawira Kapinyu and
Kapikinyu
I'm sorry about that yeah and also we had a lot of people writing in and you know what the topic was President Mugabe's new hairstyle while. Surprisingly, our topic was independence, but...
But people were writing about President Mugabe's New Year style.
Yes, until we meet next week, Jonga, thanks to our viewers and callers. This is Chris Gande. Good night, Zimbabwe.
Neni, Jonga Kandemiri, ndoti mura rakanaka vateerera, asimosa kanganwa, zvirongwa zvestudio 7.